Hey, this is Raina Says, and as usual, I'm doing a car ride vent where I talk to you a little bit about something that's been on my mind or that I saw recently or that's kind of inspired this episode. So today we're talking about just what support really means from the men that are engaging you in your life. So I put up this post and it says, men, colon, damn, you're fine. And then it says, women are like, damn, support my business. And a lot of the men that commented on this kind of shocked me with their responses. They're like, hey, if I don't like you, I don't need to worry about your business. Or I only care about your business if I like you. Or I'm not going to worry about your business until I see if you're worth it. Or like just crazy shit. I was like, what the fuck is this? And like this other guy was like, so basically y'all don't want the compliments. You just want to get paid. I'm like, okay, let's dial it back a bit. Because oftentimes men are so comfortable with completely verbally violating you by calling you all these things. Like, you're just so, you're so beautiful. I love your body. Oh, you have such a great body. Oh my God, I love your butt. Oh, you're so sexy. Oh, you're da-da. Oh, you're just so attractive. And some of them go too far and say things that are really inappropriate. And then some of them hold it together until they think it's time to, and then they say something inappropriate or do something inappropriate. Or not, I shouldn't say inappropriate, but like they do something that's basically showing that they want sex, right? And it's just funny to me that on this post, we're not saying, damn, you fine. And a girl's like, yeah, get pay my bills. No. This girl says, support my business. And these men were upset about it. It doesn't say, give me a handout. It says, support my business. A business is something that someone has taken the time to invest in themselves. A business is something where someone feels like there's a need out there and that they can fill it. That's why people start businesses. People don't start businesses in bullshit, typically, if they wanted to be successful. They see that, you know what? There's a need for, people are like wanting to go vegan. It's a sustainable, like, it's not a trend, it's real. So you know what? I'm a chef. I'm going to start being a vegan chef. And then they create a business centered around a need. There's not a lot of vegan chefs. Veganism is starting to become more and more popular. It's not a trend, it's going to stay. Here's my business that's going to be dedicated to veganism. Just like any other type of business that people find sustainable, like Uber. You know what? People like to take taxis or don't like to take taxis, but they have to. They don't have cars. But you know, let me find an easy financial way for someone to get from point A to point B and without having to hire specific people. I'll outsource people with their own cars. Great. I found a need. I filled it. Here's my business. It's successful. So imagine the people that get supported by that. And support, as I was very specific in my post, the support that I'm talking about is more so like, okay, so teach me something, you know, teach me something, show me something, share what I'm doing, invest yourself in the business. There's multiple ways that you can support someone's business, multiple ways. And a real entrepreneur would be appreciative of any way that you decide to support them. I have friends that have taught me. Okay, so let me backtrack. One of the first clothing companies that I was able to be a part of that was a small business was Comedic Knowledge. And the owner of Comedic Knowledge, his name is Elijah. He's an awesome, awesome individual. First of all, let me backtrack again. I'm not saying that he tried to holler at me at all, never. But my point is, Elijah's awesome, and Elijah took the time to support me by explaining to me the best ways that I could start my business. He knew that I was going to be going into business. That's actually kind of not in competition at all, but it's a similar, but it is the same business. And he said, here's what you can do. Down to helping me figure out even how to do my packaging, how to ship shit out. And this is not even someone that like has a sexual interest in me. This is a man that just has done it before. And this is his way of supporting my business. It's by giving me information. Never gave me a dollar or a dime or anything like that, but gave me information so that I had the tools to do better with my business. I have another friend who helped me figure out how to figure out fabrics in Los Angeles. They didn't give me a dollar or a dime towards my business, but they supported my business, and I consistently give them all the praise and the props that they deserve. So, I mean, I guess, you know, I have other friends that have taught me even more. Like, my partner Najee's taught me all types of shit about business and all types of things that are like content building, advertising, marketing, things like that, where I have a mutual relationship with these people where it is a support system, right? And to me, if you have any interest in being in someone's life, regardless of it being for sexual reasons or not, or just a relationship you want to be with them or whatever, you should be of some value to them, just like I should be of some value to you. So I've been of value to Kemetic Knowledge. I basically sold a lot of his clothes for 2 years straight and continue to, still will if he wants me to, because we all can eat, right? With the other person, I was a benefit to their businesses as well. Reposting things that they wanted reposted, posting, you know, doing things that I could do so I could be a mutual benefit to them. And with Najee, with the Vegan Bay business, obviously it's a mutual relationship. So, I mean, like, there's just, and those are all male examples for a purpose, okay? So if your intention is to not be of value to me in some way towards my business or towards my passion, then what the fuck are you doing here? And if, like, that, you need to be able to hit that basic level of shit before you start thinking you can have a bigger, better relationship with someone. I'm not talking about just me, just these women that are single and shit. Like, I know you don't think that you can not give a fuck about their passion, not give a fuck about what they have invested in, not give a fuck about what they have put their long hours and time into to help build an empire for themselves as entrepreneurs. I know you don't think you can actually not give a fuck about that shit and still get some ass. Like, if it's happening, shorty slow as fuck. But real women will want you to have some type of that. What can you bring to me that helps me? I don't give a fuck if you're an entrepreneur or not. But if you share something, if you say, hey girl, if you invest in her business, like, look, I'd love to invest in your business for a mutual relationship. And relationship meaning, for example, hey, yeah, I'm going to put 10 grand into your business for 5%, for 10%, for whatever. And that's a mutual relationship. If you just want to give someone something, that's fine too. But I'm talking about an actual support of a business where I'm like, look, let me help you get to the next level. I want to say I was a part of that. Genuinely meaning that. And if you don't have those intentions for an entrepreneur, you probably shouldn't holler at shorty, because I guarantee you eventually that's going to fucking bother her. It's going to bother her that you have no intention of at all of even telling your friends about her business, even bragging on shorty. There's so many different ways to support. And if you choose that I don't want to do shit for your business because you're not Nike or Puma or Hennessy or whatever, that's a struggle for me. That's concerning. This guy told me I only support businesses where I like the owners. Bitch, you wearing Puma in your fucking profile picture. You know the owner? Y'all fucking? Like, what's going on with you and them? Like, how you know them? When did y'all meet? Well, that's a billion-dollar business. Exactly. They got theirs. Like, what are you doing? So, I guess that's my point. And I, unfortunately, I do see it very much often between black businesses, where black businesses, this man told me, well, you're not Nike. Like, exactly. That's even more reason why you should be trying to get people on. And on top of that, don't tell me what I'm not. You're, like, the mentality of others would bring your business down in a hot motherfucking second. Like, in a hot second. This person already devalued. And I mean, obviously, I'm not motherfucking Nike business. But if I think about the quality of my business and where I want my business to go, could my business get big? Sure. Is that even my goal? Who knows? I know that for a fact that I've taken the time to invest in my shit. And if you don't see any value in what I invested my time and effort in, then you shouldn't be around me. And again, that's for female friends, that's for male friends, that's for love interests, that's for family. If you don't see any value in what people are doing, why are you around them in any way, shape, or form? So that's my car ride vent. If you have any thoughts, questions, concerns, or just want to kind of give yourself, you know, just communicate with me, you know my social media pages. You can reach out to me at BoricoReina7, Reina Says, or my podcast page on Facebook, which is Reina Says Podcast. Thanks. Bye.